IGN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break telling, breathe me. Way I do in the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're left in the fine smoke.
Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Dayton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton.
Good evening. It's getting to be good night. And again, it's always a pleasure to be your host on this wonderful station, 969 Guardian Radio. I am your host, Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, MP, Governor, so many nicknames. Telephone numbers tonight, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC. At 422-GR96, you could also listen to the Cable of Bahamas. You can send in, your messages on Guardian Crest. We'd be here also to take your messages and read them as well. You know, we be talking so much sometimes we don't read all the messages because the shows be so interesting and all so much good input from so many of the callers who are actually hosts. So I appreciate each and every one of you who take the time out to have the time to speak on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio, but also to be a talk show host. You know, you guys host the show when you talk, so I just want to know that you all are very informative, and the viewers who have been listening, I really appreciate you guys. And today we'd like you also to participate in the show because we want to talk about BPL, how it's going to affect the Bahamian people, you know. We're seeing you on the Guardian Radio. BPL can buy back all shares if it wants, you know, and then we have a Tribune bad deal. But before we get into that part of the show, we do it in the second half. We'd like to talk about some events that have been happening, you know, for a long time in the country, and many of it we might say, you know, gang related. But there are many problems in this country that comes, spins off gang-related, but it's way more delicate and needs to be looked into. We're talking about domestic violence. And over the course of the last 30 years, we have had a lot of incidents concerning married persons, boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, sweethearting, marriage people scheming on their husband, sweethearting on their wife sweetheart on their husband. And what it ends up causing is the marriage. It also causes a lot of turmoil. It also causes a lot of hate and violence. And if you look at many of these cases that you see today, they're not gang-related. You know, they are domestic-related. And I just want to talk about it a little bit encourage and give some word of advice to those in this relationship and are making crucial mistakes. Some mistakes you're doing out of love, out of jealousy, and out of stupidity. And I want to talk about three of these points that I'm going to talk about, but I want to talk about the stupidity part that I think you really, really need to think before you make that decision to go to somebody's house to cause problem because you're in a relationship with either their husband or their wife, and you decide you and your friends are going to live from where you are safe in your environment to go to somebody's house, you know, with all up, fence up, and then you're so bold as to go in this yard with your friends to cause problems to people's house. And that is just, that's the most stupidest thing you could ever do. So we want to discuss that and hope discourage a lot of persons who might have that kind of attitude. So don't do it, right? So before I begin the show, I'd like to play a clip to start the show. Mr. Producer, could we play the first clip, please?
Violence plaguing New Providence in recent days. Just this morning, a man was found shot to death just feet away from the back wall of the Armbailey Senior High School. Rewind to last week Thursday. Four men and a woman were arrested following an altercation that turned fatal, leaving 23-year-old mom Megan Bethel dead. Police say on Thursday night, a group of women showed up at a residence on Vinspin Road and confronted a man and woman in the home. The man then allegedly shot Bethel. Then on Saturday, a verbal altercation between two siblings led to one fatally striking the other with a car. But that's not the only crime to send shockwaves through the community over the weekend. Yesterday, the shocking murder of Giovanni Roll, a father of two who worked for 20 years at Jet Aviation on Coral Harbor Road, also dominating headlines. Roll, who was a ramp manager, was shot and killed after he arrived for work around 6 a.m. on Sunday. Police arrested a 25-year-old suspect in the domestic terminal of Lyndon Pinling International Airport. Crime advocate and director for Family of All Murdered Victims, Candy Gibson, says it appears domestic disputes are behind these latest slayings.
They're just allowing the enemy to create wasps' nests, and they're here and they're swarming, and they just don't take it, they're not taking the time to properly tank the reaction or the precaution or what is going to happen after they go and they take matters, that anger consume them. They're not thinking.
When it comes to conflict resolution, Gibson had this to say.
We need persons to be able to trust somebody to reach out to them, because I could reach out to you, but you might be a negative person. And so therefore, whatever you tell me negativity, if I'm not strong enough, it's going to go into my mind, and then it's going to infiltrate to what I do on the outside.
With the murder count continuing to climb, advocates like Gibson say they will continue to do work in their communities to help police clamp down on the violence. Reporting for R News, I'm Joshua Williams.
I want to say thank you very much, producer. Let me say to the general public, you know, one or two cases you see in this domestic dispute, probably three, besides the young man getting killed by Armbailey School. And what surprises me most, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but what surprises me most is with all this violence in this country, you know, 57 murders already this year. Don't you think we as behemoth realize now that we should try avoid conflict as much as possible, because any one of us can lose our life based on the fact that the Bahamas right now, per 100,000 person, is actually a conflict zone. And a conflict zone means that there are a lot of violent people, you know, for this population, because we have millions of people in Canada, millions of people in USA of America, Russia, and a lot of other places get millions and millions of people. And their murder rate, you know, is not as high. I mean, higher pro numbers. But for us who probably have a 250,000 and then we have millions of people abroad who branch off from the Bahamas, you know, living off, you know, Bahamian descendants. But true born Bahamians, we'd say we get about 300,000-400,000 living here in the country. And the 700 islands and the 700 keys we have, right? Nassau is 21/7, okay? So with all of this killing that has been going on in the last 30 years, don't you think people should have common sense to refrain from this type of conflict? Because, man, each and every one of us, we get mad There's a reaction. And in that reaction, we make bad choices and bad decisions if we don't have the right set of company around us. So I'm advising people, you know, for instance, like, first let me give my condolences to the lady who lost her life. I don't know the full circumstances surrounding the situation concerning her losing her life. But the report is that they left from where they were safe, okay? Where they were safe, where no one was in danger. But someone put some type of influence in this lady's head for them to get together and to say, you know what, we are going to where this person resides. I don't know if they're confronting the woman or the man, but think about this, BMN people. You're going to leave your house. You're going to leave your community, right? And then you are going to go to confront somebody in their yard or where they're paying their rent, and you're going to go confront them to their door, right? Now, this lady who lost her life, like I said, I don't know how the situation get to that point, but either it has to be a domestic issue. And when people get hurt in this relationship, because you know you're married, and you go to the nightclub, and you're scheming. So at first, when you go out, you don't respect your wife. Or the wife don't respect the husband. Because when you go to, say, to relax yourself, you go not to associate with nobody because you get your significant other home. But nowadays, you know, most married people feel that, you know, they should be scheming or doing things that they like to do. You know, but it backfires. Because when you go get involved with this girl, right, you're married. At first, you know, everything is good. You start to tell her you're married. She say, I respect that. You know, I know you're married and stuff like that because she'll be in the front. And then, you know, he's saying that, you know, I'd like for us to get together. And when I have the chance and opportunity, we can meet a preacher by this club. You know, and you come to a mutual agreement, but there is no mutual agreement because you're married. You know, and the lady from she hear you married, she was supposed to walk away. You know, because eventually, as she keep on going, oh, you're going to have sex, you know, and then sex brings people closer. Now, that little agreement you had with, you know, your significant other knowing that he married, he or she married, is going to change. You want more time, you know? Then all of a sudden, you want to know where the wife wake, you know? You start to go to his phone when he's sleeping. He or she go into one another phone, look for a number from whoever it is. You know, you go on the person's phone, you get this number now. You notice the husband or you notice the wife. You're the sweetheart. And mind you might not be the only one. And the same girl herself, she could have a boyfriend of her own. You understand? So it ain't like it's four. It ain't like it's three people. It could be four. It could be eight, you know, because that person could be checking somebody else. That same girl who this modern man is talking to right now, she get up a boyfriend, then she have had a sweetheart herself. So that's what you open yourself up to when you're married or you're in a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. So what happens is as you, the relationship starts to get better, I mean, it starts to get more romantic, he or she falls more in love. You know, when it's time for them to meet up, you know, you ain't wait no more. You know, I want to see you now, you know. Or he want to see you now. And it causes a problem because now when he calls you, when he or she calls you, that person could be with their boyfriend or their girlfriend and you're married. So when the phone rings, you know, this person picks up the phone and now he says, who is this? Or she says, who is this? And then, you know, that number is never going to go or he or she mind because they see this number. And they're going to call this number someday, somehow, if they see it again. And when they call this, they're going to get information. And this girl, who is a sweetheart, she's going to start saying, oh, I've been sleeping with your husband from this and that and that and talking about this and that. And you know, he is my man now. He's getting ready to leave because the husband will be telling the wife, telling the girl, sweetheart, you know, I don't really like my wife like that. I wanna get rid of her, but you know how it goes. So I'm working on it just to come more closer and have control over this female. And she could fall for it. You know, and he might treat her well. But it comes out in a point where she wants all the time. And then when you look, these kind of things happen. Where the sweetheart, he or she, goes to a married person or boyfriend or girlfriend house to confront them because they had a little argument over the phone. The wife had an argument with the sweetheart calling, and she said, don't call this house no more. You know, you don't live here. You know, when my husband is out there, he could do what he wants, but when he had this in my house, so yeah, you think that's my house? Yeah. I could come there. The wife said, come. And when you go there, people have children, you know? People have children. And children would react to protect their parents, you know? And sometimes these children, you know, are at-risk kids, you know? And they're looking for the first opportunity to make the wrong decision. So when you go there thinking your head bad, you stir up a whole can of soup because the person's your family, you know, who trying to tell you, come out the yard, come out the yard. I ain't coming out no, you know, and people like the curse. I ain't coming out down. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, you can't tell me this. So people get agitated and then bad things happen. You know? And this is what is happening in our country today. We don't respect marriage. We don't respect boyfriend and girlfriend. We don't respect basically nothing in this country no more. All our morals, you know, actually getting thrown the door because people ain't thinking irrational, you know. They're making decisions based on I don't know what, because you can't be thinking straight. How in the world you could leave your house to go to somebody's house to cause problem? And you know, 9, 10 of the law is going to protect the individuals. In the case with the lady getting killed with the firearm, the young man might get charged with manslaughter and spend time for the firearm. And it wasn't premeditated. You know, it was an agitated situation, which the court is going to look at it. You know, and they're going to say that the persons came to these persons' residence and they started a, you know, an incident, which in turn caused the young man to get agitated, which he had an unlicensed firearm. I don't know if the firearm was licensed or unlicensed, you know. But I already turning himself in. And it caused him now to be facing a murder charge because of the ill thinking of the females. But it don't start there. It starts wherever this relationship started from. That's where it started from. When the husband or the boyfriend or whatever the situation, that's where it started from. And that leads to all of that, which you see happening in our country today. You know, it's a cycle. And I would like to say to girls and guys out there, you have to think rational and make better choices. You can't go around married people's house because you're a sweetheart or girlfriend or a boyfriend and you believe you're the baddest thing on earth and not thinking rational. And then you're going to go to a house that is protected, that is fenced up, that has a gate on it, and you're going to open the gate. You know? And that's our society today. We're not thinking at all, so we need as much guidance counselors as possible. We need much educators as possible, you know, because this generation now is completely lost. You know, even a guy like me knows better to go around people's house, right? Because I know the momentum in that family's domains. You understand? It's like a dog. You know, a dog knows that this little spot is his spot. And any other dog comes to that spot, he could be a scary dog down the road. But if he live in his yard, and the baddest dog come in his spot, in his yard, he know his owner is there. He knows he's protected. And he'd fight harder. And this would cause him to win the fight. Now, if he go down the road, drive fight the same dog, that dog would beat him after that. But like I said, your home is a place where you feel protected and you're going to defend it. That just in our DNA, you know. And if most people go to people host to cause problems, like I said, the problem will have to start there. It starts by your sweetheart and on your wife or sweetheart or the girlfriend. It starts there. But this would lead to all of that, you know. A prime example, a few years ago, there was this deacon in the church. And we can't even talk about the church because some of the most heinous crimes that happen in the country come from actually these deacons and certain pastors, you know, who committed serious offenses and murder. And then we had this deacon about a few years ago. He was married. I can't remember what church he went to. No, no one's perfect. But he ended up sweethearting a lady, treated her well. I think he bought her a house. You know, he's married. He bought her a house. And I think that, you know, he was doing well for himself, you know, providing, you know, making sure she get the best, the sweetheart. You think you get the wife locked down because you're giving the wife everything that she desire. But you know how things go. So according to the news when I was listening, they're saying that the husband who's sweethearting the young pretty girl, you know, went to visit her on his lunch break. So when he going to visit her, all he gonna see is black hip in his face. I have to say it like this, excuse me, right? So how you could give and can't take, you're married. So that's the whole thing about it, what I don't understand, you know? That's why, you know, when I do foolishness and someone bought on my girl, I can't feel no way. You understand? Because I have to give and I have to take it, right? But I have to let it go because I go on do foolishness. You understand? So it's consequences. So, you know, you got your wife, you're doing well for yourself, he's a deacon in the church, so you see one little fine little thing, you decide, you know, what you're doing, doing good for yourself, that, you know, you deserve next sweetheart. Your sweetheart, right? It worked for a little while, but you know you're married. So that same girl who you were checking, even though you were doing well for her, buying her the latest clothes, paying her rent, or buying a house, buy a nice car, you know, you're not there every night. And when she calls you, you can't answer your phone. And when she calls you sometimes, you might be with the wife. So at first, she would accept this. But after a while, she gets spoiled. And then when she gets spoiled, she gets spiteful, you know, because when row come between you all two, you know, she say you get your wife and you can tell her, I ain't leaving my wife and blah, 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 but this and that and all that stuff. So you're saying this to someone now who has feelings for you. So in her mind now, she's saying, yeah, all right, I got to look for my significant other. So she'd go there and she probably done had one or two guys, but you know, she got next guy. And then she decide, you know, to start checking this guy. So now the same old start. Or the same place that this deacon is paying rent to now, it's not for him no more. It's for this guy who she's checking on, according to the newspaper. Or he came to have lunch, and like I said, he meet, you know, hip in his face, you know, and then he got jealous. He yuck up a cutlass. He spying the guy across his hip and his back, according to the news. The guy running the house naked, and then he butchered his sweetheart, and then he is in Fox Hill prison right now. I think they're in about 45 years or 35 years. So that's what's going on in the country. We got a call on the line. We're going to take this call. Go ahead, call on. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Good evening. Good evening, Scrooge. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Great. Now, Scrooge, I'm talking to those who say they name the name of Christ. And he said, those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity or depart from sin. I'm not talking for those who haven't placed faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, Scrooge, is this. a lot of Christians doesn't have that reverential fear of God. They don't realize, the Bible said, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And he also said, the eyes of the Lord upon the ways of man, and he pondered all his going. David said, where can I go from thy presence? If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I go up the highest heaven, God is there. He said, the night is like day to him. A lot of Christians, they leave this island. I mean, they don't leave the island no more. They commit all of their sins and their adultery right here. Mm. They don't have that reverential fear of God no more. You know, one time ago, we had that reverential fear. Certain things we wouldn't have done.
Yes, sir.
Growing up in the island, if you pass in the church and you was drink, I'm talking about now those who are unsaved, if they was drinking a beer, they either drink all that beer or pour it out.
Yes,
or
sir.
If they were smoking a cigarette, they would out that cigarette.
I see.
They have a hat on, they'll take it off and put it across their chest.
Yes, sir, you're correct.
And pass the church. If you're passing your music on in the radio, you can turn it down.
Yes, sir, you're correct.
But now, Scrooge,
yes, sir.
These guys coming in the front of the church.
Yes, sir.
With the boombox shaking the whole building.
Yes, sir. Smoking
on it. And you know where it starts from?
Yes, sir.
It starts from those that name the name of Christ. You check the way the women go to church today.
You see
that was a no-no.
You see they get a pastor hat on now, sir.
And they go
you see them dress? I ain't you no church boy. Them girls is messing up dress, man. All you can see is their parties and stuff, man.
They go in the front of the pew, cross their leg in the front of the preacher, believe he made out of iron.
You think he can preach good, sir?
it's sad, Scrooge.
But it's a reality.
What ain't too tight?
Uh-huh.
It's too short. You split all your bosom and everything showing. But you know how it starts, Scrooge?
Yes, sir.
Watch this.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's say a person come to church, a young lady.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she gets saved now. She trusted the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But she come back again in the same short skirt that she came in.
Mm-hmm.
But if she see those in church up in the choir with them mini skirt on.
What is mini?
And when they sit down in the chair, you can see all under the leg.
All under the...
And so you think she can change her dressing code?
No, because you make...
No. Because she can feel comfortable, she said, oh, I can continue to come to church dressed the way I am dressing. Let me give you a story in the Bible. Then Jesus came across the river, and he met this man. He was demon-possessed.
Yes, sir.
He was running up and down, cutting himself. He was naked, out of his mind.
That's legion?
Yeah, but he got saved.
Yes, he got saved.
But watch this. And the Bible said when Jesus passed by, he found him, stood it, colluded, and in his right mind. That means he changed his dress code.
Yes. He was naked no more.
He changed his dress code.
So since he became a new being, he changed his ways.
See, so what I'm saying, Scrooge, is this. Many lost people, Christians are a stumbling block to them.
Yes, sir.
And you know, a lot of people like to use this word, oh, I make a mistake. No. Sinning is not a mistake. That's something that has to run internally through your mind first before you commit it.
Okay, sir.
It's a mindset. So you have to think about that. You have to process that in your mind.
Yes, sir.
I'm married. I am not afraid to leave my phone around. No place with my wife. I give her my code number. She go. I ain't got nothing to fear.
Because you're not a schemer.
I've been married now, going from 1986.
Huh?
86.
Oh, you been married since I graduated on T.A. Thompson in 1986. And I can't hold a girlfriend no longer than 6 months.
so Scrooge.
What? 1986?
And that's why the Bible says, those who are called by my name shall humble themselves and fail.
So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
From 1986 to now.
Yes, sir.
You're still in love with your wife?
Yes, sir.
Still in
never,
love.
Never, never slept out of my marriage bed. You know why?
Why,
sir? Because I know God is watching. I can't hide anything from God.
So what you're trying to say, if you go out and do something wrong, it's going to cause some repercussion. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because you have that reverential fear.
So
that God sees.
Just watch it. Go ahead, sir. So God is watching. He's watching your marriage. Now, if you allow yourself to go out and say, you know, start a sweetheart, you're not going to have that relationship that you had from 1986, the day that you have. Because your wife knows you're a trustworthy person. She knows you're dependable. That's why you have no reason not to not block your phone or to let your wife go on your phone the same way she would leave her phone right there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So you're comfortable.
Nothing to worry about.
No stress. You don't have to worry with no one sleeping with your wife. You don't have to worry with one sleeping with you.
A lot of preachers, Christians today, they would never let their wife get hold of their phone.
Wow.
Because they pray they might go and see a number or see some pictures.
Uh-huh.
See some pictures on the phone and all of that. And they call the number. Go ahead.
And you know, I'm just trying to knock some point. I'm glad you called. And guess what? You know, Odo Redlock, we have a lot of Odo Redlock children. And because of the order of wedlock, they are bonded. And these kids turn out to be the very voice, and they come from the same Christian. And, you know, we have regular Bahamians who order of wedlock, but the set who are married, order of wedlock, who are married, and then they have these outside children who they are bonded. These children, boy, listen.
It becomes a vice grip.
And that's why.
That's the problem in this country today.
Yes, sir.
He said, let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from the iniquity.
Yes,
not
sir.
Saying that you'll be perfect, but you need the God. See what
certain
happened
things.
This? Let me tell you, Scrooge, let me tell you one time. This years ago, I ran out witnessing, knocking on the doors, inviting people to church, Baptist Bible Church. When I knock on this door, this lady say, I'm coming now. I come and open the door now. I just come out the bathtub. You know what I said, Scrooge? Bye. There's a crack in the door. Why must I wait till I come to open the door?
So you ever get a sneak peek, you ever see them breasts or nothing, know you're gone because you're mad and you know where that's going to head, so you head out before the devil even get you.
That's why.
So you run away from temptation.
That's why he said what David did. Not David, Joseph.
Yeah.
Remember when he was tempted by part of a wife?
Yes.
And he was,
resisted.
She was not an ugly woman. I think she had a Coke-shaped bottle and everything.
She could.
And the Bible said day by day, she tempted him. And finally, I believe she sent all the slaves out of the house.
Yes, she couldn't resist.
And she keep going.
And she was married.
She grabbed him. You know, David means Joseph means, boy, let me see what I could do. I know I'm strong. The Bible said he flee. He ran.
And I hope these pastors are talking about these same stories. Because these stories, if they talk about these stories and explain these stories, just like you're explaining now, we have a good understanding about resisting temptation. Because Joseph had a great opportunity to sleep with his master's wife. But true respect for her,
her husband,
being
you know,
married, and she respect her husband. He respected
her. He said, how can I do this great sin against God?
That's right.
And he said, your husband gave me everything except
you. That's right. You know what he said?
He didn't stand up and even Job said, I will not look upon a maid, or he will not stay upon a maid. And that's what got David in trouble.
Yes.
He went on top of the roof. He's supposed to be in the battle.
Yes.
And he saw Bathsheba, and he stared, and he looked, and lust started to take place. Then he said, go get her for me.
And he caused a moral in the army.
And guess what? And the Bible said, yes, he got forgiven when Nathan came to him and confronted him. He said, thou art the man. But he was quick to repent when he realized what he did.
Yes.
That's why the Bible said he was a man. He was quick. He didn't say, she was on the roof. He said, I have sinned. I have done this wickedness before God.
Right.
He didn't try to cover it up. And the Bible said, he that covered his sins shall not prosper. For whosoever confess it and forsake it shall obtain mercy.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, Scrooge, today, Christians got to get their hearts right and start living. God said, it is written, be holy for I am holy. I'm not saying that you are sinless.
Yes, sir.
But you have to try to pant and live after God each. And you only can do that in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I know some people can call the show and say, well, God said, God would not tell a Christian to do something that he's not enabling him to do it.
Yes, sir.
We give ourselves to temptation.
Yes,
and
sir.
He said, don't make no way for the flesh.
Yes,
you're watching a program on television, and you start to watch pornography and all that.
Rated
X. All of a sudden now, that start to burn, the lust start to burn.
Yeah, you start to get aroused, and you start, yes,
and then
yes.
And now you can say, boy,
yes.
She ain't as good as my wife.
Yes.
I go to look for someone look just like that woman on television and
yeah.
get yourself in hot water.
But she ain't get a better heart, and your wife, she ain't get a better person who can care for you.
She got everything,
she
your
get,
wife up.
Yes, but like you say, the wife cares for you, the wife's going to be there when you're sick. That one is just an illusion.
Yeah. And that's the problem right now we have in our country.
Yes.
Christians are being a bad example
mm-hmm.
to those who are lost.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Scrooge.
Thank you. Thank you for calling it. You did a wonderful contribution just now. You know, when you're married, you know, if you don't love your husband no more, you don't love your wife no more, you know, I can't give you a word of advice on what to do. You know, I guess you have to go to God and find solution. But like I said, you know, if you're married, try resist temptation as much as possible, you know. And ladies, if you go to a nightclub and you see a married man in a nightclub, once you know you're married, I don't care how and what the situation is, there's no future for you. Life is not going to be happy. And same thing I would say to a female. You know, if you go to a nightclub and this guy says he's married, end a conversation, you know. And then if you're talking to somebody and they have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, some people just be breaking up. You know, they could be breaking up in their marriage. So I think you could talk because they are separating and you're sure they're not going to get the back together. Yeah, and then, you know, if a guy have a boyfriend, I mean, if a girl have a boyfriend, you know, other girls, you know, would want to... like him, you know, that's natural, you know, that is not going to change. But I'm saying that, you know, you have to be really, really respectful for yourself. You should never be number two or number three. You should always be number one, okay? You're not a substitute for nobody. You know, a sweetheart is a substitute for the husband because he feels, you know, he is in control. So you're just a substitute. You know, don't be a substitute. Be a number one option, you know. Don't accept number two. Some girls accept number three. Some guys accept number two, number three, number four, number five. You know, you're not respecting yourself because you must understand there's only one of you. No one else in the world has a fingerprint like you, all right? So make better decisions, you know, on who you get yourself involved with. You understand? Find out their background. And like I said, if people are married, you know, and the most dangerous thing about it, sometimes it's before married people, like two married people, you have two married set of people dating one another, and they know they're married. I mean, you know, it's crazy. That's the most nastiest thing I think is possible, being married and then going with the next married couple, married person. That's crazy. I wonder what sin that is. Married person liking the next married person. Married man liking the next married woman. Or married woman liking the next married man. And they both married. Boy, I don't know what sin that is. Okay, we're going to take this next call. Go ahead, call up. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hello, good night.
Good night, Scrooge.
Bless up. What do you say to us? You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up. I can't, but I can hardly hear you. You can hear me just barking.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Just I.
You sound, but it's staticky, really staticky.
Wait, that's what you have to tell. Go down. You can hear me yet?
You sound, you're breaking right up spark.
Let me try calling back.
Okay. Thank you. We have a next caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Talking about voice along with you, Scrooge.
All right, good night to you.
Can I hardly hear you?
It's me?
Yeah, got you now.
Okay.
We need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here. But let me show you something. When two marriage person are going together, you call that adultery.
Adultery?
Yeah, that's the sin of adultery.
Adultery. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Adultery. Wow. And I think that's very dangerous. You know, and I think that you bring a lot of sin in the world, because if you're married and then you have a child with married poison and the child comes in the world, you know, I think that we're causing destruction on ourselves, you know. Really, I really do. I want to thank Braymond, you know, he said it's adultery. You know, and that's what a lot of that is going on in the country. We have a lot of unwanted kids in the country, because once children are born out of adultery, the fathers, them, and the mothers, them don't really check for the child. You know, the child is more like an old cast, you know. I've seen in some families, some big-time families in the country, and I've seen where I ran in the office, and this guy was a former prime minister's son, and I didn't know. You know, I was in the Ministry of Works a few years ago, and I'm not going to say who prime minister. All I'm going to say is what the guy said, and you could see the lookalike, and he was in there, and he said that, y'all know who he is? Y'all better give me something to do. And he looked at him, he said a name, and that's when everyone looked around, because he was really, really mad. And I watched the department secretary come walk out from that ministry and come down and get his young man out his truck. And when I listened, he said, you better give me something. And, you know, he got a very lonesome contract, you know, but he was an outside kid, you know, and certain people didn't want to know he was an outside kid. They might know, but then, you know, they want to keep it on the down low, you know. So that's what has happened. If you look at King David with his son Absalom, you know, he is the one who really destroyed Israel, and he was an outside child, and he was the most beautiful person in the world, you know, man or woman. You know, they said his locks was like cubits, and he was tall, and neither man nor woman were more beautiful than him. And he was sleeping with the king's, with his father's concubines. You know, he was really disrespectful to his father. And because he had him with a wedlock, and he was from a land that didn't have the 10 or 40 commandments and the principle of the Most High, in the tribe of King David, in the tribe of Israel. And because of that, God told David not to go and have children outside of the people who keeps his covenant. And because of that, Absalom was created. And if you know his story, he had half of Israel on his side. And from then, there was problems. From then to this now, because David disobeyed the Mosaic. We have a next call on the line. We're going to take this next call, and then we're going to have you guys talk about BP yet a little bit. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good night, Spock.
You got me now?
Yeah, a little better. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you believe in your Constitution?
Nope.
You don't believe in the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
Well, I can believe in it. I see the politicians them breaking it all the time. And we just
No. We're talking about the Constitution. Whether somebody breaks the Constitution doesn't mean whether you believe in it or not, the Constitution.
Well,
you believe in the Ten Commandments?
I know the Ten Commandments.
No, you know the Ten Commandments.
And
if you break the Ten Commandments, don't mean that you don't believe in the Ten Commandments. You believe in the Ten Commandments, but you break them. We break the Ten Commandments, but we believe in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in what mommy and daddy taught us, but we go and break them. You understand where I'm coming from? Or that led too deep?
No, it ain't too deep for me.
Because if you get swept by the beach, then don't come out here past the green sands out there, the bush out there, you know, that blue water. What I'm trying to say to you, Scrooge, when I listened to you and the gentleman a little while ago, because you believe in that, and you come to swear and live by that, don't mean that everybody got to believe in what you believe in. And if they don't believe in what you believe in, that means they wrong and you right. In other words, the Constitution of the Bahamas give us the right to freedom of speech, religion, and this and that. Not because you're a Christian. means that the other son across the road is a Muslim, meaning that you're right and he's wrong. But all of y'all worship the same God. He might have a different religious belief, but you believe in Christianity. Now, get where I'm coming from, Stuart.
I listened to you
and that gentleman talking a while ago, and everything he said, you're believing in what he said. He quoted more parts of the St. James version of the Holy Bible, because he good at quoting the Bible.
Well, very worried about what that is.
Listen, I got to allow you to point,
you know, because like I said, the gentleman was speaking up for something's true. Now you're saying not everyone is Christian. Now I'm not saying because we're here speaking that we're right, but I know one thing.
I'm not talking about that anybody is Christian.
All right.
I am saying because he believed in all of that. And because he could quote every scripture in the Bible from Genesis, like right back to Revelation. And he's a Christian. Me, that when I walk to the gates of heaven and I say, we're screwed with the other fella. Peter said, man, you ain't no smacky them to a swing anyway. Those Christians, we believe in something else up here. We don't know where we're going. We don't even believe in. But we are sinners. We have all been through our ups and downs, our beliefs, our disbeliefs. But I tell you the truth, I see more people grow up in a Christian faith in this country. Walk through the jails of Fox Hill. And them and their parents and all of them come through the Baptist, Anglican, Catholic, and everything, calling themselves Christians. More of them walk through the gates of Fox Hill prison than Muslims and Rastafarians and all kind of other religions than Christians. We got more Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. I don't believe that Jesus Christ is God in Fox Hill prison than Muslims. Why is that?
You want to tell me why is that?
You tell me. Why we got more Christians in jail than Muslims in this country?
Well, they say the one who wins the war...
Hold on.
You want to answer, you got to listen as well. Right? You want to answer? The Christianity is a dominant religion because England, Rome are the winners of the war and they rewrite history. And they doctrine what was the real religion or the real belief. And it wasn't Christianity. All right? We all must always remember that. Christianity is a pagan religion that was brought onto this part of the world. Okay? So even though we might be talking with voodoo, and I'm not insulting nobody but no Christianity, I'm telling you, if you do your history, you'd see. All right? Because it goes to this. Look at the people who crucified Christ. Who they were? The Romans, right? Who were the Romans? They were the government. They was like the United States of America now, superpower back in the day. And when they conquered, they brought their history. And some of us keep some of our history. But in doing so, they put it in their ways, but they add their pagan ways, like Christmas, Easter. You know, they add like August and July, Julius Augustus and August, add months onto the year and all. You understand? So when we're talking about woodwood, we could say, but Haiti, but if we look at Christianity, you could see it as also a false religion. Because Christianity has been responsible for millions and millions of people getting killed. Because when the Roman Empire was moving through, even when the Spanish was moving through, and they came to lands that people were peaceful. Because even Christopher Columbus, when he came to the Bahamas, he said that the most beautiful and most peaceful people he saw was right here in the Bahamas. But when he came, he brought the Bible, right? And he brought the Bible. And when he brought the Bible, what happened? Our ox was getting slaughtered, raped, pillaged. And he made the our ox who were living in the Bahamas, who are still here today, our descendants, he made them rebel. And killed Christopher Columbus' soldiers, who he left here. And then they came here and they brought the sickness. That's Christianity for you now. But what was before Christianity, you talked about the Muslim and all that stuff. There was something before that. And that's the real teaching. And that's the Ten Commandments. And that's what I feel. You could say it's more, it could be 40 commandments that he gave us. So it ain't about the religion. And what we were talking about, the Divine Gentleman was talking about, we were talking about why things are happening in our country. You know, he was talking on Christianity. I was talking overall Christianity. I'm talking about us as individuals, us as boyfriend, us as girlfriend, us who married, you know, us who in the church, you know, all of us. You know, none of us are perfect, you know. But to say Christianity is going to save the Bahamas. No, God is going to save us. Yahshua is going to save us. But we have to save ourselves by keeping the laws of the Father and applying it. And we're supposed to be teaching the next generation to keep these covenants so that they themselves can be blessed and not be tempted. So good. Look at Christianity, the Roman Catholic Church. Go look at it. Who were the Roman Catholic Church? Constantine. Who was Constantine? Go look at it. Go look at it then. Now we supposed to use the goodness that is preached in the Bible about helping one another, loving one another, caring for one another. Those are the principles. You understand? And that is true Christianity. But that is not even Christianity. That just us as a human, you know, being. It's not about no religion. It's about us seeing someone down on the ground who needs help, like a good Samaritan. That's more talking with Christian like. You know, so I just wanted to say that, you know, to me, I am nothing against Christianity. I just know where it come from. I know that before Christianity, if you look in Ethiopia, you know, you would see where we had elders and we had village and, you know, we had prophets, you know, to preach the word, to keep the people in talk with the word. We got a caller? Okay.
Yes, we got a caller.
Go ahead, caller. Sorry about that.
Okay. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. I'm listening to your comments, and you're leaving out a big part of it.
Go ahead, sir.
What we need to do is get to the root cause. Now, when I say that, I mean, there are more women than men. Men, we go to wars. Men are alcoholics, they're drug addicts, a lot of them are locked up in jail. And more women are born than men. More women are born than men. Now, let's take into account every man gets one woman. Let's say, I'm going to be nice with the assumption I'm going to make. Let's say there are five women to every one boy, one man. What's supposed to happen to the other four? Now, I always ask this question. I tell people, think before you answer me. And well, I'm going to make another comment. Do you believe we have a sixth sense in us that nobody talks about?
Yes, third eye.
The sixth sense is, in the Bible also, God gave us dominion over all things. Let's say Putin right now. He hasn't finished exploring Russia yet, but he's trying to take in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that to say we always want more.
Yeah,
now,
yes.
If that's in our DNA, our makeup, how God made us, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But man always wants more. Like, if you get a car and a house and a family, you feel like your life is complete. But no. You need to go buy some more real estate. You're going to get apartments. But you never even live in them.
Yeah.
But because you want more. And sometimes you only go there to pick up your rent. You don't go to even walk around your place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying this to you, that we have an inner instinct in us to have and want more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about women. I was never a woman. I'm a man. And I always feel the urge to do another investment, mm-hmm. Why is that? And I can't even live there where I'm investing. I don't go there unless it's to fix something or the rent.
Mm.
But I want to say I own this. I have more. It's all man is made to have more, whether it's in women, material things, or land. That is how we are made.
Mm.
Now, some men, like you see out there, some of them only got the house and the car, but some of us have more than that for what reason. And I wish I didn't have them because they're really a headache. But I have them. Why? I don't know why. Mommy and Daddy told me many years ago, get something, invest so you can live if you live long. But how much do I need to live on? I only can sleep in one bed, one house, drive one car. But I have more than enough for me one.
Mm.
Why is that? Why do I think I need more? Let's find out why we think we need more. And that goes for this woman thing, the sweethearting thing you're talking about. All of us can say we're going to get married live together until we die.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only human through that process. You can't tell me you loved her every day or she loved you every day. Sometimes you wish the person wasn't around. But because you made a commitment,
mm-hmm.
you stay in that. But we are a creature that wants more. Now, where that goes from here, I don't know. Yeah. And I don't have the answer.
That's right.
But it's a sixth sense we have in us
mm-hmm.
to want more.
Yes, sir.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I understand everything you're saying. You know, sometimes relationships. I understand.
But nobody can answer that.
No, you can't. It was so much different scenarios to it.
Right. Okay. Let's take the preacher.
Yes.
He started off in a little church, but he ended up in a big, big, big church.
Yes.
He wants jet, the Rolls Royce. He wants more also. It's just in a different thing.
Yes, sir. I feel
that's an instinct we have in us. Some of us can control it, and some of us can't.
Yes, sir.
Let me take you to another point. Look on TV when you go home. Watch how much sex is advertised
on TV.
In a commercial.
Yeah. And a lot of
it's everywhere. It's confronting you everywhere.
Not only that, now they're showing a lot of sissy sex.
Right. But I didn't want to bring that up, but I'm glad you brought it up. Every is being pushed in our face.
You're watching a good action movie, you're seeing two men or two women.
I'm saying that is what we are taught. Even the generation before said to buy land, buy more land. Some of them, our forefathers got land, they never saw the end of it.
Yes.
But they say they own it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? But that's our sixth sense to have more.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't know the answer. People could make all kind of comments tonight.
I
feel this show is going to go on before you a lot longer than you anticipate. We're going to BBL.
Yeah, I got to BBL right now.
But my friend, if people want to get honest, they'll call and say some things to you that would make this thing where nobody has the answer.
No one has the answer for this. No,
it's about you as a person
making that right decision.
How you feel inside? Yeah. We have a soul.
Yes.
And it tells us good. When you do good things, you feel good. When you do bad things, you feel bad.
Yes, different scenario.
That is the only judgment we have in us.
Yes, sir.
Because women are beautiful creatures.
Yes.
Every time I go somewhere, I see another one, I say, boy, I wish I could have that. That is my inner self.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't go behind it.
No.
Because I got more important things to do, and I know the headache that would be.
You're no sissy, sir. So it's natural.
Right.
Now I'm not disrespecting no one who on the other side or whatever.
Even if they're on the other side and they see somebody else they like, a feeling comes out of them. You ever went to a party or a club? You and your boys, and you just
going
to hang up.
Yeah, one girl passed you, and she gave you one attention.
You didn't go there to meet nobody.
No, but then, yeah.
But here comes the kind you like.
Yeah, the devil
walking
in.
And then she's friendly.
Yeah.
She make you feel good.
Yeah, your wife mostly wasn't doing the right thing.
It ain't the wife. She's doing her part.
Right.
But it's because of our instinct.
Yeah. All right.
We just see this nice thing, and it looks nice now, especially if we could afford it.
Yeah.
Because you look at all the gold these rappers wear, they don't need all that, but they can afford it.
Yes, sir.
So it's an instinct we have in us, and nobody wants to recognize it or talk about it.
Yes, sir.
I watch these speakers come on and their motivational speeches.
They don't talk about these kind of stuff.
And mind you, they're telling you only need one little thing, but you go where they live, the jets, the cars they got, and the watches they got. But they're telling you to live off a sardine and corned beef. But when they get home, they got crawfish and filet mignon.
Yes, sir. All right.
And veal.
Yes, sir, you're right. Thanks, sir.
No, we don't have the answer to this thing. This could go on forever. This is I want to listen to the comments.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people listen to the show and they really don't want to comment because we're talking real stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying this to get people in awareness. Like, don't go to people's house, you know, if you're in a relationship.
No, man. There's more places you can meet than
don't
that.
Don't go to people's house. You know, if you have a problem.
That was dumb.
Yeah. So I get a one or two comments.
But we don't have the answer to this, Scrooge.
All right, let's...
And God already told us in the Ten Commandments. He didn't make us perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I get two.
All right, good night.
All right, thank you very much. This call, the Texas says, wasting more, wanting more and more is called greed. Scroogey, when are you going to warn these people about swinging and scamming people out of their hard-earned monies? Tell them the dangers of it. Yeah, you know, that's us now where we become corrupt. You know, and that's just the caller. That was the text to send that just now, you know. And the only thing I'm going to say is just be more careful in decision-making. Yeah, your life, like the caller said, you know, might go and you might see a female or whatever, so if you're married, you know, spec your marriage, you know, spec your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know. Just even if you decide to put yourself in a situation like that, just think about all the different situations happen where people go by people goes and people yard to fight them because of a relationship and end up losing their life or getting locked up and go before the courts. So I'm just saying and giving my 2 cents to those out there with that those type of intention to think about it before you do it, because you could lose your life, you could end up before the courts. You understand? You also could danger yourself and others. So just try, make the best decision that you can. Don't act out of anger. You know, even though you could be angry, you still can simmer yourself down just a little bit, you know, and think a little bit. And if you have good friends, they would advise you not to go to those, you know, or to go in that neighborhood where he or she resides. You know, you can't leave your safe environment to go put yourself and others in dangers, you know, because you know what happens when you go around other people's houses and yard. They will react different. And they're telling you to leave your yard, and you insisting, you can't do me nothing. I ain't coming to this yard, and you're crazy and can't, and then, you know, everyone gets mad. Okay? We have one more caller. I'm going to get to take this call real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Scrooge, my brother. Good evening, man.
Good night.
Hope all is all right, eh?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
That's a very interesting conversation you're having this evening. Just want to drop one or two very quick nuggets here.
Go ahead, sir.
First and foremost, it's a natural instinct for the physical man to want more. Okay? As long as their resources are able to get more, they will continue to get more. They will long to get more. If they see something that they already have top of the line, they're going to go out there and try to find something that's better, that they deem is better than what they have already.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you where the problem comes in, though. You know, the problem comes in when you have acquired all of the world, everything in this world, and you have not followed the ordinance that what I think God really wanted us as a people to do, and that is to ensure that all of us live comfortably, all of us. You share what you have, and so everybody can live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to see a man who have acquired everything go into the grave and carry the stuff that they have acquired with them into the grave onto the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That is where this part comes in. You know, so many people have so much for the next 5, 6, 7 generations, and yet they're here, they still want more. They have not even bothered to help the poor man on the side of the street yet, or even a whole community that needs the help.
And he
to try to get up to another level. They see people struggling, And you have some people naturally out here struggling, Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
Because they can't do no better.
Yes,
and
sir.
These same people, with everything that they have for the next 7, 8, 9 generations, I mean, their children and their children's children will still be well off after they would have left the earth.
And
but they have not even looked down on one person
to help.
Who even really trying to keep their head above water. They're not helping. So I'm not saying all of them are like that.
Yes, sir.
Because you have some people who are doing it.
Yes, sir.
But they don't want people to know what they're doing.
They're very secretive.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm talking to those who have everything.
Yes, sir.
And they just throw it in front of your face. They know they got it. But yet, when you try to get to the next level,
yes, sir.
The power. See, along with power comes that money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to notice it carefully. A person who has wealth has power.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have wealth like they do,
mm-hmm.
but they have the power to stop you from getting to where you want to go,
yes, sir.
Or what you want to be because of the opportunities that you have. They may have control over the opportunity or over the people who have the control over the opportunities.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is what we have to stop in this country.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir.
We need to build our people. This is why today, in closing, I said on a talk show on Guardian Radio today, our biggest problem is, you talk about majority rule, but majority rule does not rule in this country one time, during the election.
Yes.
Where's the financial prosperity that I think Sir Lyndon and the first captain of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in the first 3 terms he was in, that he spoke to,
mm-hmm.
where's that financial prosperity mm-hmm. for the Bahamian people? I am my commentary here, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'll take you my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks very much for calling in. The callers did a wonderful job here tonight. I don't even think I'd be able to get on BPL tonight. I'd have to probably do the show next week. But I just like to say this. The caller talked about, you know, so much people have acquired a lot of wealth, and they acquired so much wealth that they have enough to last 7 generations in their family line. So they've accumulated millions and millions of dollars, and they still want more. That is called greed. You know, the caller, the texter said it earlier, you know, he said that is greed. You know, and, you know, men want more. And then, you know, the previous caller just now, he stated, you know, that, you know, those who have so much, not all, but he also stated that there are a lot who remain anonymous. And I know a lot of people who are wealthy and they like to be anonymous. And the only reason you get to know that I'm in contact with them is because I feel within my heart that I should let people out there know in the country that there are people out there who are wealthy. You know, once you're a person who's doing good and they feel that you're insincere, wealthy people will come help you as best as they can. You know, you have a lot of anonymous wealthy people in the country who do a lot of charity work in the country. And they get upset when you call their names, you know. They get upset. So sometimes you might even lose your connection, you know, even though you try to do it for a good cause. But there are people like that, you know. And I know a lot of people like that who I'm working with to help build the community centers and build up the community that I reside in. You know, we have a lot of people like that. You know, so, yeah, I think that, you know, we are in this position that we're in now is because, you know, we have destroyed our core values. And I think that, you know, we don't respect husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. We don't have no respect for people's property no more. So it's very important that we start to train and educate our kids on what is right in the country. You know, Sparky, literally, he talked about the Constitution, and he talked about one or two good points what he was making in reference to Christianity. And let me just say this again. I just want those who are listening, I have nothing against Christianity, okay? But I know the truth about Christianity, and if Christianity was the way it's supposed to be in this country, the Bahamas, as we speak, which is the third richest country in this part of the Western Hemisphere, right? Dollar for dollar with the U.S., okay? $700, 700 keys. We get the best air. We have the best water. We have some of the deepest blue holes. We have resources of fish, salt, aragonite, you know, land. You understand? And yet still, with all this Christianity, with all this God and Jesus, right? We have one of the most highest divorce rate after COVID-19 in this country. We had 50-some murders. Last year, we were at 100. Year before last, we were about 100. We were seeing corruption from the top to the bottom. So when we see this, when we see the Stephen Dye Stubbs again berated and go in the court, we're also seeing high prolific politicians involving in violent crime or you know, involving some kind of corruption. So we've seen it all around. Then tell me, if we say we're praising God and praising Jesus, we are more churches in the Bahamas than what the great Rome has in Rome. We have over 5,000 churches in the Bahamas. Baptist, Catholic, you understand? Seventh-day Adventist, just about every corner there's a church. But yet still, we have high unemployment. We have a high murder rate. We have high divorce, divorces in the country. High child abuse, okay? Food is high, okay? So you tell me, if we say we this Christian nation, and we always quick to point about Haiti and their voodoo, what if our Christianity is voodoo too? Hmm? You ever thought about that? We might be saying Haiti got voodoo. What if we look at Christianity, because we look at where Christianity really came from. It came when the Romans add their Christianity to it. Okay? Think about it. Think about it. Look at what's going on in the Vatican City. And the Vatican City is what heads our church here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You know? Y'all don't remember when Perry Gladstone Christie went out to Vatican City? And when he came back, he came back and put bar on the Bahamian people. And listen to these words. How Vatican is spelled? Now, I can't spell too good, right? Let me see if I can get this right. Vat is V-A-T, right? The Vatican City is, let me see. V-A-T-I-A-N, right? Perry Christie went to the Vatican City. When he came back, he introduced violet audit tax. Y'all, this make any sense to y'all? All right? And that was the PLP government report. While out of tax in the country. Now it's Brave Davis who bring it down from 12% to 10%. Menace came in and he increased it to 12. Davis administration came in and he brought it down to 10. You understand? But listen what I'm saying to you, people. Man, Mr. Christie ran the room. And when he came back, we had bought a lot of tax. And then if you listen where he went, the Vatican City. So there's nothing new under the sun. That's why Christ said, give unto Caesar what is due unto Caesar, and give God what is due unto God. So there's nothing new under the sun, and we inherit the system. And that system is the Roman Catholic Church, which is more basically the leading church in our country. Now I'm saying to the Bahamian people in our country, we inherit a system that is not of ours. But we're in the Bahamas. So if we look at the Ten Commandments and do what we're supposed to do with the Ten Commandments, we could use something that was meant to brainwash us and actually use it for good. Because Christians are supposed to be kind, they're supposed to be caring, and they're supposed to be concerned, and they're supposed to be able to help their neighbors. You understand? So that's why I say to me, Christianity could be similar to voodoo. Now, they're worshiping in Haiti. I don't really know, right? Certain parts of Haiti. Not everyone in Haiti use voodoo. Not everyone over here is a Christian. Like,
like Sparky stated, some people are Muslim, you know, some people are atheists here in the country. So, yeah. We have one more call? We're going to take this last call tonight. Next week, we're going to talk about the BPL. I'm going to make sure we do the BPL talks next week. I'm going to keep the newspaper because, you know, we're on the topic and it just extended over time. So, cheaper, just wait till next week and continue our topic. So, next week, we talk with BPL. We talk about the bar deal, what Michael Pintar is saying, and then Penn and CIS government entering a reasonable deal for BPL, and this is in the Nassau Guardian. So I'm going to keep these two newspapers for next week's God Spare Life, and then we can continue this conversation about BPL, you know, if it's private and et cetera. So go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. You're still there? Are they left it? There's...
Hello.
Hey, good night, good night.
Hey, Mr. Scrooge.
God bless you, brother.
I was listening to your show, man. It's good talk, good show. But the last part you was talking about the resources of this country,
yeah.
Right? And then the Christian people. But we had pastors talk about the natural resources and all these things, right?
Yes, sir.
Even have one in Parliament who stand up and spoke about it.
Yes, sir.
But look at what they're doing. Sitting down and be quiet. They're supposed to be the ones leading the charge. To make sure our government do what is right, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Christianity you know what I mean? All about.
But
that's
money,
right.
Money corrupts, man.
That's right. They're speaking you know on behalf. Yes.
Give them a piece of land, shut them up. Give them a little contract, shut them up. But he's supposed to be man with principles.
And you think the pastor's up getting contracts?
You know what I mean? I see a video with Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking about it.
Wow.
Why he wouldn't stand up and take a charge and bring everybody together to deal with this matter.
Mm.
They probably didn't send him small, too. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, sir.
It's sad, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they want you to look up to them. I mean, as far as I know, they're supposed to be men of principle.
Yep.
If you're men of principle, you pastors stand up and fight, man.
You know what I'm saying, sir? Not to cut you off. I'm seeing on the podiums of these campaign tables, you're seeing these pastors, them speaking on behalf of the party.
Exactly. And they know what's going on.
You know?
The whole Bahamas know what's going on.
Pastors.
You know what I mean? But they are just sit on and don't do nothing.
Bosses is
the government know. The government know they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
That's why they doing what they doing to the people.
Yes. Got them under their boot. Got the bosses.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The people ain't supposed to be living in this country.
Yes.
Man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Every time you ride on this road, every time you look, people
someone begging you,
Huh?
Costing your bumper.
People can't keep the light on.
And costing the people teeth for your bumper.
But yesterday they will give contracts and all these big things. All the same people making the same, always getting richer and richer every
and
5 years.
And giving pastors crying land.
And they're getting richer and richer every 5 years, why is everybody else getting poor?
And the pastors getting crying land, and they're building
I want to know how they feel. They gotta, I want like to know how the MPs feel that they got to carry food in this community, man.
And that's
why you got to carry food in this community?
And we're supposed
they
to be
selling about the $10 billion economy.
Yeah, say it again.
So they're always bragging about it, how we got a $10 billion economy.
And we
so,
got to...
Where is money going?
No, you're getting, we are not benefiting, not on the dime.
Who's benefiting?
The people to the top.
Then they always say, we're doing the investment for the Bahamian people.
They're doing the investment.
Where's the family can invest?
They're doing the investment.
How's the people poor? They so who can invest?
Yes.
Only the same people who got the money?
Yes, sir. You're right.
So only them getting richer and richer?
Yes, sir.
Man, they got to do better in this country, man. You're pastors, you got to stand up.
The pastors, them.
Night, brother.
Thank you very much. Boys, I'm glad you said that. You know, you opened a can of soup just now because, yes, we see pastors stand up. And going to these political rallies and conventions and speaking on stage, but they're not speaking on behalf of God and what God said to do. They're involved in politics. We are pastors with PLP, we are pastors with FNM, and guess what? They're having these services where they invite the MP to come and the MP is speaking at these engagements. Let me ask you a question. Now, I ain't criticizing. Okay. But do you think a person who is not what you call a Christian or whatever the situation should be allowed to speak in the church on behalf of the government and they're talking with the government in the church? Let me ask you a question. See, this is where we get this Christianity thing mixed up with God's word.
You can't serve two masters. You understand? And a lot of our pastors in this country are serving two masters, and they're preaching to people, and they're getting a lot of people a lot of demons. You understand? Like I say, we talked a little earlier. You having funerals, and then you're watching all these young girls assemble outside. And you're going to allow these young girls to come in the church, to sit down in these. And these young ladies are beautiful. You know, someone who has some shape out of this world. So, even if I'm going to resist temptation as a pastor, and I'm a man, and I see all these beautiful young girls coming up and down the church, and then, you know, I'm preaching and I'm looking around before the church service starts, and my eyes going to be exposed, and some of these ladies are sitting on the front row seat, and then you're up on the podium, and their dress is so short. You know, they're sharing their bosom, they're sharing their panty line, and some of the dresses are so short, and they look so beautiful, but also make you look real bad because it's a funeral, it's a church thing. You know, dress, stick up on them, you know, look good, but it's not the appropriate place, and ladies should not be sharing their beautiful body and expose it to the world. You know, why the pastors don't speak on these things? You know, you don't have to say it right there in front of them. You could pull them on the side, or you could say to the front of you, don't want a one man, no short dresses and place dress before you come into church, and then put a little thing on how you like for the females to come to the church. You know, so that they'd say, boy, you can't go to the church unless you wear certain things. Because I don't want to get embarrassed. You know, pastor could talk about the short dress that we're entering the church with. And anything I'm going to explain. No? Yeah, these things that it's happening in our country. That's why I say this Christianity thing. You know, it's a serious thing, you know. Serious thing. You know, now I wonder how you're expecting for persons who aren't involved in the Word of God to accept the Word of God. You know, so the church got to step up, you know, got to step up, got to speak. You know, high unemployment, we need to hear pastors talk about high unemployment, we need to talk, hear about child abuse, you know, we need to hear the pastors speak up. Stephen and all of the Tanya Lem and all the prophets, John the Baptist, they spoke to the leaders and kings of that time and tell them what they were doing wrong. You know, the caller talked about David, you know, when he got lectured from the prophet, you know. We got to apply the so-called Christianity in the lives of Bahamians. You know, we got a few more minutes. It's actually 8 o'clock. So time is completely gone. So I just like to say this to each and every one of you out there. Listen, don't go around people else, okay? Don't do it. Have respect for the wife or have respect for the girlfriend in their residence, okay? Friends, if you and your friend are going through something like this, give your friend some good advice. Look at what happened to the young lady when you go around people's house. If you was home and you stayed home, that wouldn't happen. If you was a good friend, you would have instructed your friend not to go around there because bad things could happen. People ain't even worrying about the police no more. They worry about it afterwards. So, friends, if you are a friend, talk to your female friend, talk to your male friend, you know? And then friends, when you go, let me give you a prime example. I can see this. I have my friend, Inspector Marco Cordette. And he comes by me. This is my friend from back in the day, basically one of my closest friends. So he's married. And, you know, I know his wife personally, all right? I'm not married, okay? And this is what a real friend is. Sometimes we go to the bar or nightclub, and he'd be standing up there. And he know better than to even think about talking to a woman around me, my boy Marco Cordette, because I responsible for him. So when he tells his wife he's going to with Scoochie or Scoochie, is my responsibility. As long as he is with me, he can't even look at no woman around me. I'd be doing all the talking with the woman. Him, I let him know he married, off limits. And he ain't even looking because he know what I'm going to say to him. He ain't doing nothing now. But he know. He know this. And that's what a real friend is, because I know his wife is a good, good, good woman, something I'm not looking for. And if I was able to find a woman like that in my life, I would do my best not to screw things up, follow God's way, so that I could try to live a good life. And he knows it. And that's what a friend is. You know? He know that. Because even though his wife is not with him, she is in the presence with me. Because I'm going to make sure he goes home to his wife. And don't go then you hook up an old young girl out there who looking for something to mess up his marriage, and then he's going to be miserable the next couple of years. You understand? That's what a real friend is. And you need friends like that. And that is being Christian. That is Christianity about, not about the word Christian. You understand? Each and every one of us have God, and we have Yahshua inside of us, who we call Jesus. Okay? And all of us know what's right and what's wrong. Okay? Save your life. Okay? Make better decisions so you stay out of prison. Okay? Because if you go to people's house, where they live, the people has a right to defend themselves. Okay? So please, ladies, gentlemen, you have a problem with somebody, don't go around their house. Yeah. Okay? We're completely out of time. And I'm your host, Valentin O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City. It's a pleasure to be your host. We had a wonderful, wonderful conversation here on Guiding Radio. And you know, we always talk real life. We talk facts and we talk solutions. And I respect each and every one of you who call in the show, because you guys create a good audience. And we end up having a good conversation on that, on things that matters the most in the country and topics that we need to have discussion on. So it's my pleasure to be your host. Again, my name is Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scroogey. I'll see you next week on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Drive safe. Have fun.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, Bigamy, Tanbo. Where I from, Bigamy, Tanbo.